This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay. So holding here in your tests, pretty much.
Yes, we got up to Membeis. We got up to
Membeis. Yeah, Membeis. So let's just go back over Membeis again. It's start of Inyan. Ramchal mevua shemayim matan Torah gilui asoid, va'olam karas hashemayim v'gilu oimek suras ha'adam gilui hashchina asoid hu b'shemayim v'goli ba'aretz. So anything that's a shemayim, in other words, in a big picture, shemayim is always the repository of the soid, and aretz, the definition of aretz is gilui. I think that if I'm not mistaken, The Lushin, let me just take a look. The Lushin in Rosh Hashanah, I think, is Tomin Rosh Hashanah Kila. Let me just see. It says that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on one of the days. Just want to see if I can find it easily. It says on the second day, it says it was Megala. Says he has over there each day, and one of the days it says something about Gila. Okay, I don't remember. That there was one day when he revealed the world and Rosh Hashanah, where he speaks over there about each day what he did. Ah, here it is. Veshlishi oyoimrim alekimnitz of das keil al shem shigilo eres bechachmasai. In other words, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala Eretz B'chochmasai. So Eretz is the makom where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala. So the whole music of Eretz is a platform for Gili. Bereish is bar lekim Eshraim starts Eshraim elegimeration, which they don't have Shem Sikol Kavanis. The Kavanis, by definition, are never directly begolui. The besaaretz hagluyos. The posvei shever milim zabasis chol gilui. Shesh yom v'shabbes shemareches hagilu boilam. Baaretz umareches hanis v'shamayim. Shem Eshraim laShem ratzosim adam kshekosh baruch hu chamosach viv loid. Oyv amo Yisrael. Say good for a gila echantar gila sha'atzmai. In other words, the etzim chudin kaisol is a gila concerning a kaddish baruch hu. Ha'avim kalkalsha shashura. Nechek sabasa shem kavetz es ha'isparash b'chol tzad. Yis b'gemara. Ki rechimtim havin aziza af pusidis af siro shchivin. Okay, Kriya Seyam. The Rashi move of Shakesh Bosh lost on the Torah, Pasach Hashem Rakim. וכשם שקרא בסעיונים, כך קרא סתחתוינים, וראש הוא יחידי. כך נמה את הרי סולדס. לא שחזל הוא, שהקדוש ברוך הוא קרא סריקים. אנחנו גם אומרים לא שקריאס ימסוף. אף שאין זה במיקה לא שביבוקו וגויזה קדימה. Why? In other words, what's the word kriya referred to? Why is it called kriyas yamsuf? Yesh kriya bibgodim shal adam. Kriya zuma tells us kvoide. Es amanim chabdusa zu kriyas akisa shaloi. So the kavod adam is the hester, and the fact that when you kriya the bibgodim from him, like by Seita it says, it's something which takes away his kavod. Gam hamayim. By mayim ayam him kisui, like says kamayim leyam echasim. Hagoyzu amnas litfor lahatun atakin, haba kiachoit of esen chutzadava. Maisim seder, akayin atakin vatalas lakisim. So he says over here, it's very interesting. Lechura, he's mixing two things together here. I know the person wrote it, but the point is he's saying goyzer is somebody who is cut something out and to in order to put it together. Boikea is something that is talking about eitzim chutzadava, as opposed. So goyza is maslit for boikea. Has a certain seder, our kireya ain't letakin elakidilvata sakisui. So all the other ones, when I'm cutting fabric in order to make it fit well, to be able to sew something, so that's a kireya maslit for. Here, that's like a maslit for. Kireya alone is there to remove the beged. I tore the beged off you. I tore the malchus away from you like I tore the beged off. So it's always that kriya takes off the gilui, and the mela there's less covered. Covered always lies kvelo kim hasta dava, and by being migala, there's sort of there's a lack, there's more gilui, and a lack of covered. Hatoira ruchim eretz mido covered min yam. Hamigala amuka is gilo. Shegematria shal mido memtes ve yud spheres bechujbina chamishim. So mido is memtes plus 10 spheres together is 50. What does that mean? Ha'oretz himokoyim. So it says. It's a place where things are specific. You survey the land and you get but there's no way to put coordinates in on the water. Oyrech wa tvach mi mokim li mokim. Roichav ze platye, kika, rachas of our batim. Rechoyva shal ir. Mokim echad rechav yedayim, zogdor shal mayim. Rechoyva min ayam mayim shen lam soif. Yud sfir zigrati chamishim, shem oyve kol agvulis. Biyam yeshan negiya ima bilti gvul. And this we saw already a lot in Rabbi Bachana, that whenever he speaks about yam, it's a code word for something that's ain't safe. The yam is what the world was like before you imposed the gvulas.
Benny, I know the concept that we've discussed of Rabbi Bachana of the yam seeming to be ain't safe and. To us, a simple perception before there were satellites and such, it's very much an ain seif. Anytime you
right.
Ain seif. But what does it mean when he says And you like Rebbe said, you can't take coordinates on the yam. I know the yam is extremely unstructured, and there's another dimension. There's not just there's not just four dimensions, right? There's not just north, south, east, and west. There's also up and down, which maybe are kind of limited when we're on the ground. So, but what does it mean that there's no that you can't measure it bichlal? I'm saying.
You can't put down a marker, a physical marker, like you do on land. They say this is the 1 mile marker, the 2 mile marker. You can measure it, with the stars. You can measure other things, but the water itself doesn't allow itself to be parceled out. On the Yabasha, you make boundaries, you draw lines, you create boundaries. They are landmarks.
Right.
The yam, it's just yam all the way.
Right. I mean, there's nothing that sticks. There's nothing that you could technically, if we got to the bottom of the yam, I don't even know what that means, the floor of the sea, the things on the seabed. But at some nothing sticks because it just keeps going down and down. So you can't you,
On the seabed might be a Bchinah Yavod, but at the end of the day,
right.
the yam as we're toifas it, you can't put any markers down. Okay, so yam in lamsop yam gematria chamishim sheyam oival gvulis. Gvul santa by Yavoran. A gvul she sum the yam uchol doma chutz. Kim tzar atzma yam ene mugbal. Kamayim yam mechasim. Shamayim mechasim umastirim koma shesh be yam. Lazer bo pulas kriyas yam suf. Lurak der se yam. Alavatas etzma kisa she yam. Shifcha ala yam rosi isma she koyen bafter shavuas. Kriya dava legami mechutz ha-seder, ashra seder masha'en kim dekiya she'eches oid la-seder. So I'm not sure what he means over here. So he's explaining that we called Kriyas Yamsuf because the yam as it is itself is totally mysterious. In other words, it's something that's totally mechutzah. We have no insight in it. We have no, and when you korea it, you now the truth is also, I guess, maybe like you said, when we had Kriyas Yamsuf and it became Yabasha, we were able to map out coordinates. We were able to, we had the seafloor. So the Kriyas Yamsuf in it specifically was there to give Klal Yisrael a road, but Mitzad Pnimius was there to mevatel. So it means that they'll stop being starim and we'll understand it. I say the believe in a terror shall a yomi bottle gamri, the tia rama her shall have fun. Okay. So we have Kriyas Yamsuf, and Kriyas Yamsuf is the gili of everything that's hidden and turns everything that's soid into gully. Kol matan teiru gila shomer kava. Tachlisha kol abriya kula. B'shar Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Elokecha Olam Hayim Meshusik Legamri. Amar Bo Hashem B'yechem Shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atayr Tzipor Lai Tzavach Oif Lai Parach Shor Lai Goy Fanim Lai Ofu Sorof Lai Amar Kodesh Kodesh Hayam Lai Yizdazeh Abriyas Lai Dibru Elo Olam Shesik U'machish V'yotzak Kodosh Hashem Elokecha. So there was this batlos of the entire Briya. L'hoi Shum Ra Shum Tnua Hayaz Rega Shal Gili Tachas Kol Abriya Kula Gilu Shamaisim Erkava. Mimela Avriya Sikala Isarega. Oihoya La Anla Gia. Atachlus Gwa Nimtsest. Kopfula Bavriya. Mikolashmos Koyo. Mikulvanes Lahayvul Altachas Avriya. Mushasham Kashbrochon Moichia Kol Hifsik. Shekan yisgal al tachlis. Lo nishma sholosh koilis shem begmara. It says that the three koilis, sholosh koilis holchem yisayfa yisayfa ilam, ben kol gal glachama, kol amayna shalroimi, kol ashama shashayitz min aguf, al ashayisiku machris. So all the koilis of the Bria are the very life force of the Bria. In other words, the koil, the everything, the neshama and the guf, whether it goes in or goes out, the Gemara says another man yomer, even the koil when a baby is born, all of these koilas, koil galgal chama is the koil of teva, koil aman shalroim is the koil of rom, and the koil neshama shetz guf. Those are all kilo de metzias of chias of the world. I was once, and the many many years ago, my nephew, an Israeli. He's a man, but he's a man with a lot of depth himself. He was on a visit in America. I took him to the Empire State Building. And we're standing on top. And he takes my hand and says, be still and listen a minute. And you listen and you hear like a rash. And he said to me, what is this rash? It's not the wind. There's no wind. We're far from the ocean. So he said, this is the sound of life itself. It's the cumulative sound of a few million people engaged in activities. And that's what you're hearing. So he said it's this kol she'on ha'chayim b'atzmam. It's the sound, it's the roar of life itself. Very, very, I thought it was a very, a lot of hagasha. So these koilas are all the world expressing itself. And therefore, when Matan Torah came, nothing happened. Well, behemshach hamedrash kol god lo yosef. Amar shlokish ma'av lo yosef or Shimon Levi ma'av lo yosef. Alak she'odam koyr lechaver yesh the koyr lebaskoil. Va'kol she'ezakash baruch hu lahoyr lekoyr lebaskoil. So he said, Meres she'zeh ya koyr she'koyr lakoyl koyl bli hemshach. A baskoil means it sort of rebounded off my first coil. One coil rebounding another coil, but this was the absolute totality of coil. Kodesh, higanu liyat, ve'ze etzim matan teru. Umiyad achakach hispar she'be'emes matan teru hoye rak nekudas haschola. Matan teru mechayev she'namshach lichyois achim agilu she'hoye. La'gilu se'tachlis. Ponim v'ponim Hashem alkechem, ha'ponim ha'pnimim nizgalu ba'ponim ha'chitzonim. Al derech ayin bayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion. Shepirushoi, ayin pnimis melubeshes b'ayin chitzonis. V'akati yesh posik ben amilim ponim v'ponim, sh'lo nigma agilu b'shlei musik. Omer etzoch l'shoi ha'matzev shal posik u'mosan, av le nigma gilu atumoi ולכן התורה עדיין מחייבת. Okay, so the המשך of Matan Torah starts the inyan of Torah, and it's mamshechit. So the gilui wasn't total yet. And therefore, they needed hamshach of it. Ve'oid behemshach hamedrash v'im tamat talzu areli yog shebo lekarmel kines kol hakoyimrim v'omer lahem kiru b'koil gadol kelehim hu. So he encouraged them, you know, maybe you should daven much louder. Masa kadosh baruch hu hidmim kol ha'olam v'hishtik al yerem tachtonim ha'olam toyo v'avoyo. So there's a certain, so even though the reason is partially they shouldn't say the Baal answered, but there's a certain zel umaseh. In other words, in the day of the Gilui, in the day of the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a silence. And that was that. And the day of the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Bittul of Nevi HaBaal was also silent. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa sheket muchlat ba'olam So they didn't, it was total sheket because we don't want to be toilet anything in the Bria, that's the force that helps. In other words, there was no other force active in the world. Levi, Moshe Rishon v'Lio Achrein. Moshe Kenes Yisrael l'lifnei Sinai v'Lio Kosam l'Har Karmel. So over there, it's a very interesting medrash. It says, I don't even know if it's this exact one he's quoting, but it's still a medrash, that everything you find by Moshe, you find by everything that you find by Moshe, you find by Lio. There's the Chazal, the Medrash there gives a long list of things that are similar. I had a very interesting message. This is many years ago. I know, 40 years ago. So Rav Moshe was speaking about this. That Kol Ma'aseh Ata Moitzeh over here, you find over here. This Chazal that Lio is parallel to Moshe. There was somebody in Azabira who gave his son name Elio, or Moshe, one or the other, I don't remember which one, at the Bris. 2 or 3 years later, he came to me and said that he just found out that his grandfather was named that name, and his grandfather's alive. He wasn't Sfari, so what should he do? It's not. So he said his own, he decided to change it to Moshe. One, I don't remember whether Elio, Moshe, Elio. So I told him, Be'etzem yu machavim chazal, that Kol Ma'aseh Ata Moitzeh Moshe, it's Elio. It's it's a hobba ha. It's interesting. It was Bamash. He was like kind of floored by he had no intention of being mechabed it. I mean, he didn't know about it. So he said, "Vizuak balak Moshe Moshe Abenu Hevi Dibris b'sheishtikas kol biyakulak hal yo Hevi lashtikas kol biyakulak el stalik efsharus litois from Gilui." Emes Blishum Steer Babriya. So the Emes, that was the same idea over there, except that by Ayol, it would have been easy to attribute something and to the Baal, and therefore everything had to stop. Koras Arikiyim, Kamosha Omrazal, Oyakide Lagia Lemokrim, Lemokrim Achigawa Sheish, Maisim Rekov. So, Korzaki means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed us to see into Maisim Rekov. That's what Korzaki means. You know, so that a person not make a mistake and think of some sort of a desire as that representing it. Therefore, he made all of these in Yana. Okay, Amnavu Lechachal. Bepasik al Hashem Tigmel Lazois. Amnovel Chacham Yesh Betagim al Amilim Amnovel Amma de Kabila Raisa. Vayakasha la Grosh a Tagim Amnovel who Tame de Kabila Raisa. Oh, I'm sorry, who Amma de Kabila Raisa. So it's very hard to understand. O Mechadish a Grosh. So the Maisa is bothered by a problem. And how do you take a pasuk that's obviously not meant to be terribly complimentary to Klal Yisrael and say it's talking about Kabbalas HaTorah? I mean, you know, that's be some sort of. So the Goyin says, "Sheyesh kan taina lomo tzuchu l'kol ha'mayim ragol shem har Sinai lomo lehispik lehem." So it's something that what's the problem with the thing is that it came disattached from its shayrish. And that's why novel is something where it's a rare, it says a little yibol. So anything, anyway, it's called novel, means you've cut yourself off from your source of chiyus, and it's wilting. Can a tiny he the so anything that's not mechumash shorish falls away. Can a tiny he shorish shall Yisrael lehoyet zorich ella imrimaimer Sinai l'schabe love those are sorry. Can a tiny shorish shall Yisrael lehoyet zorich esimaimer Sinai l'schabe mehechalam avin terasei. So why does Chaz need Torah? They did quite well in Avraham Avinu and figuring out himself. Im zayim mikli Yosef as Torah hoy etzloi rak pchina shel mitzvah. Shaitzer sichli so kosas klos yotzeis. Bezayat says a tayag mitzvahs nechavnin tayag zinei etin mina etzis. A mitzvahs hem eitzes, so the mitzvahs are just the guidelines how a person should live. Zelomis super. Yeah. Aval atiris who. She Avraham Avinu lomad Torah me'atzmos. So as Kasha goes back, why do we need it? You have Avraham Avinu learn Torah me'atzmos. Torah could be learned me'atzmos, and you see the people that learn it me'atzmos. She says a pirush who I tell you, she Avraham Avinu lomad Torah me'atzmos me'etzim tzuras Adam mi'psor echsa loyke. Yeah, that's Avraham's tzura. Is kol kulei anything in sorry is doim sam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'tzelem l'kim munach tzelem Adam shal HaKisei u'mesham lama kater kula u'hoye chacham meiv medaita v'lechein zeh hispik loy. Zu aderech hechida l'hovim b'emes. Kan atayin al kayis osho yizkukin l'maymet godl im kol achonis am novel alei novel hoyu. In other words, that Klal Yisrael had been in the right darga, they wouldn't have needed all of this. The time of the Paisel was why they did not imitate Avraham Avinu and be. That's very interesting because, you know, there's a lot to say about. What sorry, word for it, a gilu of nevuah does, and things like that. In other words, it brings about a certain amitius, a certain tangible amitius that you can get. You can figure it out. Avraham Avinu figured it out. Even Avraham Avinu, it says that you know he was going and saying klum yesh bira v'lo b'alabayas. It's a love of prayer. So mashmos is that approach, the pre-Moshe Rabbeinu approach, has some limited ability, but can't bring you in as deep as Moshe Rabbeinu and so on. It's interesting. So he's saying that there was a tiny to them. Kaiso, lomotzuk chavasa chutzon ma lomotzuk. Oz umisham hitzis ala balabir ah feminine balabir bezeri maimon asina shaloi like a shpar kasa yukim ba melech shan kecha. So what's this? So then what's the taina? Let me just see. Let's have Rambam lemoidim term atzmai. Some nimat kol to kol say chachmim naiten. That's it. Okay, by akapanim, there's something very interesting. Avert that the fact that Klai Yisrael, maybe it means if they would have started by searching himself, Akadosh Baruch would be memela nigla elov. In other words, that gilui happened automatically as a result of the first one. Maybe that's what he means. I don't know.
Really, I'm not really sure. How do we understand such a taina? Meaning, really, this taina was the least of their issues. They came out of Mitzrayim and meant to Shari Tumah. And we say, you know, this is the promise that to Avraham Avinu, the Rechush Gadol, and it was a guarantee. So they were meant to Shari Tumah. They maybe could have been forgotten Bechlal. Rabban Shalom took them out, and they got, like we learned by the Rabbah Bar Bachana Gemara, that the people in the Midbar were on this extremely exalted level. So they went, Minakotza Lakotza Lagamri, and now we're saying there's a taina that I mean, they were meant to Shari Tumah. The tainas, they should have been like Avraham Avinu Me'atzmam, and that was the taina. Shouldn't the taina be much more simple? How did they get to meant to Shari Tumah, and why did they warrant, you know, going Minakotza Lakotza in a matter of days?
So the Mem Teshar Tum is not such a contradiction, Be'etzim. It means, a person has Yetzirah, Taibas. They could have made the, they could, had a Munah been the only issue, they could have done it. But the fact was, there was, there were other things that pulled or whatever. Maybe that's sort of the hesb of it. It's not the mitzvah that solves. And then the neshama, they could have been Makkeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. There was things, other things that drew them away. But it's interesting. But what's strange about it is, I want to understand what the taina is. In other words, like I can say why, but the pshat is so that was the taina of them. Like, I mean, it's not you asking. There's so much more. So why would that be the taina of them? Why is it a tiny bechal? Okay. Ani kan akoka. Ech beref ayin beros achas and kala kala teru kula. Yesh be medes v'sho shom kach shpokh ma shom kach niske di v'toy b'libam. V'sho shom lilo chal neka yitzahar m'libam. Odom maven as atzmer lidarech ha-secho ha-chochas. Of course, I don't sit and prove things to myself with evidence. Matan Torah Gila Shalom Shatzuras Adam Kolatera Kula Kula Banechi Vani. So Bezeiza Torah Adam Bezeiza Move Mnefsha Chaim Before Shal Adam Pazim Chuvon Adam Sakise Adam Atzilus Zeiza Torah Adam. Vehoyu. Adverm Eila Shechem Tzapchim Alavavecha, Ulam Shamatan Adam. Lanish Rak the Kabbal of Torah is the fastest in Akuda. In Zetzichem Lasses Paim Choyim Kirshom Bim Biamatin Torah Zichem Eschabe Echshavon Torah Atzma. What is he saying over here? He's saying, in which it says over here, Asherechim Mitzavcha Yom Vavecho Ki Ilu Nitna Dvarim Eilu B'Yayin. So the both days have that same quality. What do you want with this? Mashat Sikhing Tilakabas Atero Lahovin Emetus Adam. Omnamashnachnu. So I guess what he means to say is, I have to be when I declare that the Torah fits every part of me. And that Torah is my expression, then I become mechuber to Torah, and it becomes part of my Metzias. Peres ilu shenidonim aleihem b'chag ha'shavuos heim ha'peres ha'netiyah shebetecheinu. Chayil olnot zecheinu ma'aseitzu me'ani shel kol echad כל מה שקורה בעולם מהסתיר שלנו. שנינו דבקים, ואני אמיתי, אנחנו, ולא אנחנו. אנחנו, אנחנו. Martin Torah is a coil, but in the deck, Litvah is a coil. So basically, what he's saying is that Martin Torah is supposed to be the total expression of Adam. Adam is supposed to find himself in the Torah because that's his Metzias, and every facet of it should express it. איתנו רק שיש ככה עושה. ככה מה שבינו לדור בו אורץ, פנטישך זה דבר משהו עיניך, יהיה מה שבאת. כושר הרוב לא נולד בכלל בשעס מתן תאירה, לרואי זה יום ולא עומדו שם. על השמתן תאירה מוטבע בנו, מה בחלק מהני של כל אחד מישראל, רק צריכים לו לשכח עושה. יקורב אליך הדוב המועיד, איתנו ובנו. כל המייסים הקובע, צורסו, דמיסקל, מתן תורה וניסקה בנו, כל כל. So the עצם גילוי was the גילוי that the עצם it's all us. That itself was what needed to be miscal over there. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Next Monday night, I'm not going to be here. Next Monday and Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday I'll be away. Wednesday I'll be back in Mr. Shem. We'll see. So maybe Monday early. Okay. We'll figure out if there's a time. But Monday I'm not going to be around. Okay.
Okay. So this Adni that he's saying of Imanikan Hakolkan. So is this connected to the Matan Torah was an expression? We're supposed to understand that Matan Torah was an ani as opposed
the
to
total Avram Avinu. Right, the total gilui of Adam, Tzuras Adam. This
so
is
Avram Avinu figured out that Tzuras that gilui on his own, and for us,
yes,
this is...
we could have done it. We should have done it. I guess we didn't. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be megalit.
So when Hillel comes into Simchas Beis Hashoev and says Imanikan Hakolkan, that's he's in sync with the proper expression of of I am Ani and Mela, everything else follows.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Say that.